Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The right fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dan Ron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Tom Candiotti. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting second. The catcher, Charlie Moore. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Schroeder. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Paul Householder. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Dale Sviam. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bernazard. The throw from Moore and he is out, Gantner applying the tag. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moore settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gantner. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Gantner steals second. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 1-0, Brewers. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton moves to second. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Householder. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Thornton scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's Indians, 1, Brewers, 1. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Tabler scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wegman fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Wegman. Ron moves to second. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. Butler hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Butler reaches second base with a double. Ron scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bernazard is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Riles. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Riles steals second. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer takes first base on ball 4. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler fields it and throws to second for the out. Riles moves to third. One out. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Candiotti fires over to first, and they've got Householder trapped. There's the throw to Ron, who drops the ball. That's an error on Ron. Riles scores. Householder moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Indians. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gantner takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sviam fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper strikes out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-1 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, With the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brook Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvie. Tabler reaches second base with a double. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ron takes first base on ball 4. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Butler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gantner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deere is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Deere strikes out. Two outs. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0-for-1 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Deere settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Moore and he is out, Riles applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Dale Sviam is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviam is 0-for-1 in the game. Sviam hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brook Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Tabler hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cooper strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cooper out. One out. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0 for 2 in the game. Schroeder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ron hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Butler hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Deer for the out. One out. Paul Householder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Householder is 0 for 2 in the game. Householder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Householder for the out. Two outs. Dale Sviem is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sviem is 0 for 2 in the game. Sviem hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sviem for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. the Brewers will come to bat. Otis Nixon now playing left field. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. One out. Charlie Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-3 in the game. Moore strikes out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Clear now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Tabler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tabler. The throw from Moore and he is safe. Tabler steals second. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Ron hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tabler moves to third. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-3 in the game. Allenson hits a fly ball into center field. Householder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ogilvy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Schroeder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schroeder is 0-for-3 in the game. Schroeder strikes out. Allenson drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Schroeder out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Candiotti fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Milwaukee Brewers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.